If you've never had an asthma attack, here's what it's like.
Chest tightens, can't really breathe, you know, stuffy, and sweat a lot and just get nervous, like you think you're going to die.
This is Andy Darius. He's 17, about to be a senior at Shea High School in Pawtucket, although he looks a little younger. When he smiles, his cheeks plump out and reveal a little dimple. He's also a serious football player. That's despite having asthma severe enough to land him in the emergency room every once in a while. He's standing at the head of the table in his family's dining room, holding up a couple of prized possessions, team sweaters.
This one was from my sophomore year playing football at Shea. And this one was from last year, my junior's football. So, yeah.
Before he can even step on the football field, Darius has to make sure his asthma is under control. He takes two pumps from his inhaler before every game because strenuous exercise can trigger asthma. He's learned to avoid other triggers like dust or heat. Those skills, plus the fact that Darius's family is originally from the Caribbean, make him the perfect recruit for a new study underway in Rhode Island. It's called ASMUS.
That stands for Asthma Management in Schools. Was developed to address the high prevalence of asthma in the middle school setting, and more specifically, to develop a culturally tailored intervention for Latinos in urban Providence.
Daphne Coinis Mitchell is a psychologist and associate professor at Brown University's medical school. She's testing a theory that high schoolers might be able to help younger kids, like middle schoolers, manage their asthma better in school, especially if they come from the same ethnic group, maybe even from the same neighborhood. As for why she's focusing on middle schoolers, well, she says kids this age are becoming more independent and not as likely to want a lot of hand-holding from the school nurse. Plus, there hasn't been a whole lot of attention focused on them.
Many of the interventions that are out there are focused on either elementary age children or high school children.
Latino kids, especially those of Caribbean descent, she says, have much higher rates of asthma than other groups. It's worse in poor urban neighborhoods. Coinis Mitchell says asthma rates in some inner-city Rhode Island schools are pushing 50%. 50%. That means too many kids are missing school, ending up in the emergency room, and suffering more than they have to. Asthma is a chronic condition, but it can be managed. So she's recruited teens like Andy Darius to show younger kids how to get their asthma under control. The hope is that the middle schoolers will see Darius and the others as peers, people they can relate to and want to emulate. The peers are training now for the coming school year.
We're going to talk about your role as a high school peer. So what are you going to be doing? What's your role? What are some ways that you can do that effectively?
Okay. Darius and a few other teens have gathered around a table in a stuffy conference room at Pawtucket High School. PowerPoint slides are flashing on the white school walls. This is orientation. Coinis Mitchell and her ASMUS colleagues are going over what the peers need to know. Most importantly, they have to know all about asthma. But they'll also need some strategies for facing a room full of tweens.
What are you going to do if they start acting up? How are you going to, you know, manage that? How can you kind of teach them?
But what middle school students might appreciate the most is hearing how the teens themselves have coped with asthma.
As we're doing the training, we're actually going to have you come up with some personal experiences and examples with your own asthma and how you've kind of managed that and controlled it so that you can share that with them.
So why try to reach kids in school? Why not leave it to their families? Well, ASMUS researcher Daphne Coinis Mitchell says families play a key role, of course, but poor urban families often already have a lot on their plates.
But when you're facing additional stressors that make it difficult to put food on the table, it's not that many caregivers, you know, don't want to tend to the asthma either. You know, they just have other competing demands that make it difficult.
Add to that, says Coinis Mitchell, the challenge of managing asthma in school, where kids are expected to be learning and paying attention.
And sometimes asthma is not at the forefront, even though they may detect that they're experiencing symptoms. Sometimes they don't want to draw attention to themselves, so they'll ignore the symptoms. The symptoms interfere with their learning.
So this is where schools can play a role, and already do, especially the school nurse. Linda Mendonca is the nurse at the High School for the Arts in Pawtucket. She's been working with kids with asthma for years. She also helps run a statewide pilot project helping school administrators reduce asthma triggers in old school buildings.
It's very important for the school nurse to know whether, you know, the student has asthma or not, to try to get an asthma action plan, which, again, is not always easy, but trying to get that, and ensuring that they have their inhaler, you know, at school.
An asthma action plan is basically a worksheet doctors fill out with kids who have asthma. It maps out a child's particular triggers, what medications he or she takes, and whether he or she has an inhaler for attacks. School nurses are supposed to get a copy, but don't always. If a family doesn't have a regular doctor or the parent's English is limited, it can be even tougher, says Mendonca. So she tries to fill in the gaps.
You know, whether it's with the parent helping to make sure that they're taking their maintenance medication, they have their inhalers, that they're following whatever the plan is their doctor has set for them. That can be a problem at times.
So could a program like ASMUS, training high schoolers to teach middle schoolers with asthma, help? Mendonca thinks so.
Anytime you can use peers to teach and educate and motivate is a good thing.
Back at his house in Pawtucket, 17-year-old Andy Darius is getting ready to start his senior year and to face a classroom full of middle schoolers for the first time. Each of his younger siblings has asthma, so Darius has some experience he can use. He says he likes kids, and they like him usually. Plus, he says he really wants to help.
Because they're little kids and growing up, I was still a little kid too, and I don't want them bad things to happen to them too, so I'd rather let them learn now at an early age so that when they get older, they'll really have a responsibility at a young age.
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.